After losing $1.2 million in McLean County tax money last year, the county-run nursing home has been implementing a series of recommendations that a panel of healthcare leaders presented in April to help the facility become financially sustainable. Administrator Cindy Wagner tells GLT's Eric Stock the 150-bed nursing home has expanded its Medicare rehabilitation for short-term residents.
The panel made several recommendations that will benefit the overall operation of the nursing home, ways to boost census, ways to improve the look of the building and such, and improve staffing here in the building.
Let's talk about the initial recommendations as far as the revenue generation, talking about the need for more Medicare rehabilitation and some other highlights, if you can pinpoint what the nursing home has sought to implement following that report.
The best thing that we have done is got into an agreement with the ACO, which is through OSF Hospitals. So we are now one of their preferred providers. So we will be getting more, and we have been getting more referrals directly from St. Joe's, which has helped our census, and those are all short-term rehabilitation patients.
And if you could explain what all that rehab entails.
That entails short-term stay, therapy, intensive therapy for people often that have had an acute illness or an acute condition. Those people are here covered under Medicare Part A, and so their stay is short-term, and they rehab and return home.
Is that something that the nursing home hadn't done prior to or just hadn't explored to its fullest extent?
We have. We've always had that ability to do that. Just having the benefit of the provider status with the ACO has helped us to increase that census, though.
You talk about building appearance and that sort of thing. What all is being done on that end of things?
We've done several cosmetic upgrades, just some painting and window treatments, some flooring, some new furniture, and then we've also converted 8 rooms down on our rehab wing into private rooms.
Have you seen a difference in the number of residents that you've had in the last few months?
We have seen an increase in the number of short-term stay residents, the ones that are coming in for rehab, and that's quite different for us. You know, generally we would run in the area of maybe 2 to 5, and we've been up as high as anywhere as 10, 12 at a time.
Mm-hmm. So. Is long-term care about the same?
Long-term care stays about the same, yes.
As far as staffing goes, they had recommended that they be paid better to be able to attract and retain more. Has anything been done along that line?
Yes. The board did recently pass a wage increase for us for our registered nurses, and so our wages are a lot more attractive now for full-time, part-time registered nurses. We've recently hired 3.
Can you say how much of a difference that is now, what they can make?
The increase, what happened is there was a wage study done, and we found that our wages were significantly lower in the RN range compared to the other facilities in town, and so we've increased ours significantly to what they were at before in order to be competitive.
Have you noticed a difference yet in the response from the employee pool?
I think it's been positive. The employees that are here that also, you know, due to compression, we went ahead and raised everybody else's wages in the RN area, and so they've been happy with the increase in wage.
Well, and I'm sure that's a challenge that's going on across the industry. We've been reading about long-term care industry in particular has had a hard time attracting medical professionals and health professionals to that field. Is that something that you've experienced throughout your career in this realm of healthcare?
I would say so, especially in this town. There are so many healthcare facilities. There's the hospitals. There's now so many assisted livings and other options and a lot of medical clinics that the pool of nurses, you know, and LPN CNAs is pretty, you know, there's not as many to go around, I would say, as there used to be.
Are there other dimensions to the employee side of things that are being addressed to improve satisfaction and anything along those lines?
We have an employee program where we meet monthly and we try to have staff that are regular floor staff, including some management staff, and it's for morale boosting and finding, you know, positive things to do with the staff. We do monthly raffles for the staff, and we do different casual days and dress-up days, things that are fun for the staff, fun for the residents to see the staff doing. And, you know, we're always looking for suggestions from the staff on and anything that we can do to improve morale and improve the positive atmosphere.
And it can be a challenge, as we talked about, in an industry that has had a hard time keeping and attracting the kind of employees that you want. Have you had to endure competition from competitors in the market in that realm?
I would say so. You know, we've always, because we are the county facility, you know, we're trying to get away from that stigma of the county. But people still think the county, and so they're looking at working at places like hospitals and short-term rehab acute facilities as opposed to wanting to work in the long-term care nursing home.
You talk about stigma, that are you referring to the fact that it's government run, possibly more reliant on Medicaid dollars and that sort of thing?
Correct.
As someone who came from the private industry at Heritage, what stands out to you as the major differences in not only how the nursing home is run, but in terms of the experience for the residents?
I would say the experience with the residents is the same. I mean, long-term care is long-term care no matter where you're at. I would say that we have a greater long-term care population here as opposed to some of the other facilities that do more short-term rehab, more quick turnaround with their residents. As far as coming from private to public sector, it's been a challenge learning how things have to go through several approval processes and taking things to committee, to the board, et cetera, to get approval for things.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stonck with Cindy Wegner, who is the administrator of the McLean County Nursing Home in Normal. Is it harder to manage from the standpoint that you might be the last resort or the last option for some families?
I don't think so. I don't want us to be considered the last resort. I would like us to be considered the first resort for people because we have a lot to offer here, and we do offer a lot that other facilities do not, because we are willing to take people who are on Medicaid. Some facilities have a limited availability to take people that are on Medicaid, and we take people no matter what their pay source is.
Are there other changes planned in the coming months and years?
We're looking at changing our rehab department. We're going to do some upgrades and expand that area as our census with the ACO builds. Hopefully put in some more private rooms and then continue doing more cosmetic upgrades as time and money allows.
When we spoke with Bill Wasson, the county administrator, a short time ago during the budgeting process, he said that the goal was to improve revenue so it can at least break even, possibly make a few dollars to absorb some financial hits that will come along the way. And of course, health care is in a very dynamic era here in the state in particular. So do you feel that the county is satisfied with the changes that have been made to this point and the trajectory that the nursing home is going in now?
I believe they are, yes. When I go to my monthly meetings to the health committee, which is the committee that I report to, they're generally very pleased with the reports and with the progress that's being made.
One county board member who we spoke to at the time that the panel had made its recommendations had said that if the nursing home were to falter for whatever reason, the private sector would be able to step in and absorb those clients in some form or fashion. And of course, the private industry already has a large number of those clients. Is that a reasonable expectation to just say, let the private sector figure it out? Or does the county nursing home have such a vital place in that market?
The private sector, as I mentioned earlier, they're very limited on the number of Medicaid beds that they have available, and their overall, you know, each facility has a certain census that they can take. And so with the large number of Medicaid people that we do care for here in the facility, there would be difficulty finding facilities right here in the local area that would be able to absorb.
So you feel that the county really does have an obligation to maintain this to the extent that it has?
Absolutely.
That was McLean County Nursing Home Administrator Cindy Wagner with GLT's Eric Stock. Wagner says she's not sure yet if the nursing home will come closer to breaking even in 2018 since it put in $50,000 in facility improvements and raised pay for registered nurses to up to $33 an hour. She believes the nursing home's long-term financial outlook is much brighter. She hopes the nursing home can add outpatient care by 2020. That would require approval from state regulators.